The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
David Hicks, there is news this morning that he may be found innocent by the Americans. But
see,
how is that
possible?
There's
a big difference between being cleared and being declared innocent.
But you're declared innocent of...
Of what? Of fighting for the jihadist forces over there. He fought in, what, Kosovo? He fought in or trained in Afghanistan with Al-Qaeda? What's in dispute here?
Let's find out, because Chris Kenny he's a columnist with the Australian newspaper, associate editor. He's a Sky News presenter. He was in the office of the former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer while Hicks was incarcerated and was involved in the negotiations that led to his return to this country. He joins us now. Chris Kenny, good morning.
Morning, John, Gary.
Can you sort out this apparent contradiction?
Oh, look, you're going to hear a lot of stuff over the next few days about... David Hicks being innocent. You know, as you know, he's become the darling of the Green Left over the years. But, you know, he got a standing ovation at the Sydney Writers' Festival, all of that. It is quite ridiculous. I think it's because they love the fact that he was he took on the United States. I think it's this whole leftist anti-US thing that's caught up with Hicks. Hicks will not be found innocent. What's possible, what's likely, is that on a technicality, his guilty charge, his guilty... confession will be overturned. It's a pretty straightforward technicality too. In that they're arguing that the actual laws he's transgressed didn't exist at the time.
But they do exist now.
They certainly do exist now. If David Hicks did what we know he did, what he admits he did now, he certainly would have broken the law. The problem is he was in some sort of illegal and no man's land at the time. But this is a bloke, as you just said, who, by his own admission, these are not contested facts. These are what David Hicks tells us. He fought with the Kosovo Liberation Army. He fought with Laskar-e-Toiba in Pakistan, firing bullets across the line of control into India. He trained with Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. He trained with the Taliban in Afghanistan. He went on missions with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan. He left Afghanistan before 9/11. When he found out about 9/11, what did he do? He went back into Afghanistan to line up with these people again. His own correspondence from the time back to his family says that he hated the West, he hated Jews, and he was a jihadist. He was a committed jihadist who says he had met Osama bin Laden 20 times. Now, if anyone wants to call that person innocent, I don't think they quite understand the meaning of the word.
Now, all of this, too, has been backed up by intelligence reports. So that's not in dispute, is it, Chris?
No, it's not in dispute. Intelligence reports suggest a little bit more. But what I'll stick to is what American and Australian intelligence reports have confirmed and that David Hicks also admits to. As I say, this is not stuff that David Hicks has admitted to, as his lawyers might say, under duress at Guantanamo Bay. This is the stuff that is factual, and he admitted in letters home before he was even caught. So under no duress at all, this is what he said he was up to. So, you know, my view is that David Hicks, he had a tough time in Guantanamo Bay. That's a tough place to be, but he put himself there. He's very lucky that the Australian government stood by him and negotiated him a plea bargain and for him to come back to Australia, serve a bit of time here and be released. But he is now released, a free man in Australia, able to go out about his life. He should just disappear.
Yep.
And stop trying to tell us all that he's innocent, because we know what he got up to, and it's absolutely, it was against Australia's interest.
Yeah, and to be very clear, you have said and you've written that his six-year incarceration was a harsh and unusual punishment under a deeply ambiguous legal regime. You've made that point, but you've also, as you've just said, made the point that when Alexander Downer was there and you were working with him, you got him home. And he's not some guy who was touring the Middle East and got caught up in this whole maelstrom.
No, that's right. I mean, as I've just gone through this, the training expeditions and the missions he went on to, and the fact that he went back into Afghanistan after 9/11, the point is he knew that he was fighting against the West. In his letters, he said he was fighting against the West. In other words, Australia, the United States and other allies were in a war in Afghanistan, a war that was just unfolding, and David Hicks was quite openly saying he was fighting on the other side. Now, sure, Guantanamo Bay is a deeply ambiguous, legal no-man's hole. That's why it's there, though. And there's only one person who put David Hicks into this legal no-man's land, and that is David Hicks himself. Yep.
And is there really anything that separates David Hicks from Khalid Sharif or Muhammad Alamar, those two nuff-nuffs who are now currently over there in Syria?
Well, I would not put him in the same category. He's a guy who... by his own admission, provided material support to terrorism. He's a guy by his own support, by his own admission, who did training missions with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. I wouldn't go comparing him to anything that's happening now in Islamic State. I would just simply say that he's very, very lucky to be alive and free in Australia at the moment.
All right. I think you've put it all into context for us very, very well. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Chris Kenny there from the Australian newspaper and Sky News. It is important to have a context to all of this, and I think that is exactly the context, is it not? That's not contestable, anything we've just heard
Absolutely.
Or said. He ought to just shut up and go away and just live his life and be happy that he's doing so.